This is the Booker filly, which is obviously by Vinny. Doesn't need an introduction. We bought Booker at the chairman sale when she was sold after she finished training. We gave 1.8 million for her.
Mm-hmm.
This lady's full brother, he made 2.5 at the Gold Coast last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Railway Man. He's won two trials. He's with Kieran Maher. He's a nice horse, thinks a lot of him. Sent the mare back to Vinny on the strength of the first foal, and we got this lady. And she is an absolute queen.
Yep.
She's just everything you look for. Good size, loads of quality, good shape. Just a walk, Hugo, please. On type, she's just like a really good mover.
Looks like a really powerful early shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Got a big engine inside of it. And then obviously her mum was as fast as anything, and this lady can be a fraction of that. She'll be off to a good start.
Yeah.
She'll go very close to being up there, one of the top fillies of the week, I'd say.
Yeah,
absolutely. People start drooling when they see her.
Yeah.
A bay filly, lot 443. I am invincible out of Booker.
So a speed machine out of an Oakley plate winner. It makes perfect sense.
What for her? Who'll start her away? Well, she's a seven-figure filly for mine, I'd have thought. Who'll give me 500 and go, surely? 500 and go. Five, thank you, Ziva. 600 better, 600 better, 600 down, dollar an hour, gonna be 600 down, dollar an hour, gonna be 600 down, dollar an hour, gonna be 600 bid, 800 there, 800 down to 1 million in front, $1 million an hour, gonna be $1 million an hour, gonna be 1.2 there, gonna be 1.2, you wanna be 3, come on, 1.2 where, 1.2 million, 1.4, $1.4 million an hour, gonna be $1.4 million an hour, gonna be 1.4, 1.6, 1.6 bid, $1.6 million an hour, gonna be 1.6, now gonna be 1.6, make you 8, what do you say, 2 million. Like the way you play. 2.2. 2.2, they said. 2.4. 2.4 million. 2.4 bid. $2.4 million an hour. Gotta be $2.4 million an hour. Gotta be 2.4. Wanna be 6. Come on. 2.6. $2.6 million an hour. Gotta be 2.6. Now gotta be 2.6. Right hand side. 2.6 bid. 3. Thank you, sir. On the phone. 3 million bid. $3 million an hour. Gotta be $3 million. Ben, what do you say? At 3 million, how are we going, Jimmy and Jess? At 3 million, how was the phone? I sell inside. I'll take you one. At 3 million, you're sure you won't for 100,000 more? I sell inside. He shakes his head. I sell. Anyone else like to come in? I sell inside. I sell her out. I cash her for 3 million. Resolute Racing, thank you very much.
What are your plans for this evening after the races wrap here, up here at Keeneland?
Well, we're having a big party back at my place, so if anybody wants to come by, just text me. And we're going to have a watch party as we buy Winx tonight, the Winx filly. 100% buying the Winx filly. I've got two of the syndicates that have reached out. They want to partner with me on it. And we just want to keep the horse in Australia, just like I want to keep the good bloodlines here. You know, Winx is a phenomenal creature and has done great things. I think for that horse to leave Australia is just terrible. And, you know the international bidders are going to be going after her because of the bloodline. And so my plan is to buy it and to keep it there in Australia, race it, and then breed her. And if we get some good progeny out of her, maybe bring one of those back. But I just think it'd be totally wrong to take that horse, you know, outside of Australia. And so, you know, eventually I want to have a big presence there as well. And so this is kind of my way of introducing myself to the Australian people.
So you're sticking to your mantra. You're not bidding. You're buying tonight.
I'm buying the horse. Yeah.
Good luck in this race. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Yearling sales have always intrigued me. So much money flying around, so much theater. All in the pursuit of finding that winning feeling, the horse that is faster than the rest. And beyond that, finding a fast one that can then become a stallion and deliver the motherlode payday and change your life. Players in the yearling marketplace are notoriously private, but we've gained access to some of the biggest players in the game via the Ladbrokes Racing Club. Over the next 2 days, we will bring you the best insight possible and make you feel like you're on the inside of one of the most exclusive and indulgent marketplaces in the world. Where does Dan Cobby and the Ladbrokes Racing Club fit in the rankings of the major players?
I don't know if we'll be major, but we would like to be active.
Yeah.
We've certainly got a budget put aside to be active. And to be active at the sale, you need to have a fairly significant budget. It's the best sale.
Mm.
It's the best of the best. As I said, you're versing each player from right around the globe. So for us to be active here, we do need to have that budget set aside, and I feel that we've got enough there to be fairly confident leading into a week like this. We're racing our horses in partnership with Newgate.
Mm.
And Henry and his team are out, you know, looking at horses right now, and I guess getting that list, you know, down to a short list, and from there we'll sort of zone in on the ones we want to buy. But it's great to be I guess, have the backing of Henry Field and Newgate leading into a week like this, just having their experience and their knowledge, it's just, it's incredible. Him, Gavin Murphy from SF Bloodstock, it's a great team to be a part of. And as I said, it just makes these types of weeks a little bit easier because you're just going in with that little bit more confidence, mm-hmm. knowing that you're surrounded by people you trust and you can work well with. And we've certainly found that with Newgate and that team.
So Colt Syndicate, it can get pretty exciting in the sales ring when a Colt Syndicate's bidding on a particular horse, and get even more exciting when a couple of Colt Syndicates are going head to head with each other and trying to get a yearling. Can you tell us a bit about what the Colt Syndicate is?
Yeah, the Colt Syndicate is basically a group of people that get together and try and buy future stallions. Mm-hmm. So yearlings now, yearling colts, generally very well bred, well conformed colts that have the potential to make stallion prospects in the future. And the idea is, rather than paying an 8-figure sum for those colts after they've won a Group 1 race, to pick them out before. And it's interesting because we've been doing it for maybe 7-8 years now. I've had a lot of success doing it. I think we've been involved with 15 individual colts that have become stallions, in one capacity or another, since we started it. However, it's getting much more competitive now. There's a lot of people doing it. So the arbitrage isn't quite as good as it used to be, but it's certainly something which we've had a lot of success at and we enjoy doing.
And do you know how many recognised Colt Syndicates there are at the sales at the moment?
There's all, you know, every year there's new ones pop up and new ones disappear. Yeah. And so there's probably 6 or 7, maybe, you know, maybe 8, maybe more. There's always a new one forming and a, you know, one dropping out, but there's probably, maybe 6.
And how many colts would you like to come away with for the Newgate Colt Syndicate this sale?
Oh, if we could buy, you know, 5 or 6, that'd be great. That'd be great, you know. And if we get out with 5 or 6 colts, that'd be good. I think it's going to be a very strong market for those colts. So, yeah. But you know what? We'll just play it as we see it. And if there's decent buying, we'll buy more. If the buying's not so good, we'll buy less.
And you're a vendor and a buyer. How do you feel about the temperature of the sale? Do you feel like it's...
I think it's going to be very, very strong. There's plenty of money here. I reckon like our inspections are down from previous years. However, I think the people that are here to spend, the guns are loaded. You know, there's a lot of wealth out there, and this is an industry that, you know, has, you know, a lot of wealthy players playing in it. And you know, I think the top end, I think the high end prestige stock will be very much in demand.
Right, Mr. Cobby, we've got the Zoostar Solar Charge Colt about to go through the ring. Zoostar was on fire yesterday. Expecting more of the same?
Yeah, definitely, especially out of this mare. Solar Charge, obviously a very good producer. This horse is a full to sunlight. It was a terrific race mare, and you know, who knows what she's going to do, I guess, as a broodmare as well. But progeny out of this mare have sold up to $3 million.
Yeah.
Another one out of the mare as well for 2.6. So there's a couple of runs on the board, so to speak, already. Beautiful colt. Being well prepared.
Pleasure to offer you this colt, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a big future on the racetrack. Make sure you put him in your colours, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the full brother to Sunlight. Start me. Who's got 500 to start him? 200, thank you. Where's that? 600,000, Kate. 600,000 with Kate in front. At 700,000, at 750, at 750 now, $800,000. $800,000 here, but $800,000 now. You can picture him in a slipper field, a blue diamond field. 800,000. Against you online, any more around the ring. 850. At 850,000, I sell. Done. 850,000. China Horse Club and the Syndicate. Newgate. Thank you very much.
Yeah, obviously that horse has been bought by Henry Field and his Colt Syndicate. He buys, you know, quality colts with good pedigrees, and I guess that gives you the best chance of, you know, landing that $30, $40, $50 million horse.
Mr. Beer, how are you, mate?
Man, I'm great. I'm what we're called doing, what we're calling this industry, ambulance chasing. So all the past in lots just come past here, and then people like me on our budget just like follow them back and see if we can't strike a deal. It's a real like Lionel Hutz of buying horse races. We're just horses. We're just seeing what other people don't want and seeing if we can do something.
So this week we've got obviously a pretty hectic week. Got to look through basically every single horse in the catalogue. Guy Malcasto does all of our selections, so he'll go through them all, and obviously then Chris and I will follow up and go through and do second looks, and then we'll whittle them down to have a short list, and then basically we'll send off that shortlist. We will get them then vetted. The vets will do the physicals first, and then scopes, x-rays, hearts and eyes. And so we're doing a pretty thorough check. And then, of course, the most important thing is it's all well and good putting your hand up in the air and buying a horse. You've got to find the punters to actually buy the horse off you. So,
yeah. Because you guys are trying to basically sell 100% of what you buy, aren't you?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So, you know, if you spend $5 million this week, you've got to be prepared that you think you've got enough clients interested to chip in and say, oh, well, I'm interested in this one, that one. So a lot of work goes into, you know, making sure clients are catered for if they're in or out for the sale. Obviously, things with the economy change all the time. Easter sale is a little bit different because of the number, the volume of horses being more sort of boutique-y than, say, Magic's, where you've obviously got 1,000 horses. It does mean you have a better guide as to who's coming in, who's not. There are obviously the sales average is higher, which means the affordability is a little bit harder, but there's some cracking pedigrees out there and some fantastic physicals to match them. So busy week, yeah. and then it's Doncaster week. So
yeah, it's crazy.
Just in case you hadn't,
hadn't
had your fill.
Do you have a particular number of yearlings you'd like to come away with from this sale?
Yeah, we'd like to buy, you know, 3, 4, 5, depending on the prices.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a budget that we set on horses, but you know, we've seen some beautiful yearlings here at the sale, and we're definitely going to go home with some of them.
And the overall mood of the sale, do you feel like there's a lot of heavy hitters here and there's going to be some real fireworks in the sale ring?
It's hard to judge, but there's the economy isn't, you know, really firing in New Zealand and Australia, but the trainers want to train the best horses, they've got to come here and buy them.
Yeah.
And we're in the same catalogue.
Yeah.
We want to train the best horses that are bred in New Zealand and Australia, so we've got to come here and buy them.
And is that the main goal of the Ladbrokes Racing Club, to give people an experience that none of us would probably normally be able to get? And that's what you're trying to find, hopefully find a champion, and then all of your customers can go and follow along for the ride and get really...
They can get all the comms, they can get the videos, they can enter the ballots to go along with the race day experience. The amount of people you bump into, they've never actually owned a horse, and now they want to own horses because they've had that experience where they've met Chris Waller or Henry Field and James McDonald, etc. We're opening that door for the customers that wouldn't normally get that experience.
You've been commissioned by the Ladbrokes Racing Club to buy a filly with them in partnership for their members to race. I was just wondering, can you talk to me a bit about the process you go through over these sort of 4 or 5 days preceding the sale on Sunday and Monday?
Yeah, for sure. So the last month, every night after I watch the news, I spend a couple of hours going through each pedigree and analysing the pedigrees, saying, will this stallion mate well with this mare? What's the second dam like? Is it a slow maturing family, or is it a family that you could see win a two-year-old race? And we're trying to buy horses that will win a two-year-old race but have the scope and go on and compete in races like the Thousand Guineas, those sort of races, and then train on to be Oaks horses.
And so the horse that you purchased with Ladbrokes Racing Club, will it more than likely go to New Zealand and race over there?
No, it's going to race here from our Cranbourne stable.
So you ended up buying a colt with David Ellis and Tiako. What happened there?
Yeah, so we came into the sale wanting to continue down the path of fillies. But the budget we allocated to David and his team, we found that the fillies market was very strong. So we did obviously do our work on the colts as well. And we just felt that sort of halfway through yesterday, we might just change tack a little bit and go towards the colts. So we came away with a Written Tycoon colt from Corrambine. It was a belter. He looks like he'll get up and run a bit. And he's going to go to Cranbourne. So I'm excited for Tiakau because obviously we can support Tiakau's Australian operation. The horse will go to Ben Gleeson, and Mark Waugh is obviously the trainer, but we'll be in the care of Ben Gleeson. So it's really
one
exciting.
One of the best blokes in racing, Ben Gleeson. He is. Lovely fella, isn't he?
Yeah, the vlog that you guys did was really good. I really enjoyed that.
He came up to me yesterday and was like, g'day mate, great to see you. It was very kind of you. And so that brings us to the Ladbrokes Racing Club. So you've started a filly syndicate with them. Are there any differences between a colt syndicate and a filly syndicate?
No, conceptually it's very similar. We're just trying to buy, like, our whole thing is we're trying to buy runners. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when we're buying colts, even us, like, you know, it's very seldom we pay seven figures for a colt. We're buying what might be seen as lower value animals. Occasionally we stretch, but but we're trying to buy, you know, they're still very expensive in relative terms or real terms. But you know, we're not a group which, you know, very rarely pays, you know, million plus for a horse. And so we absolutely love it. We think it's very special. And so we're trying to buy, like, you know, value for money, athletic running fillies that can keep making their own pedigree and can most importantly be good fillies on the racetrack, which you know, can, you know, that's the objective of the racing club, is to get runners, get winners, get black type horses, stakes horses. And, you know, for us, from our point of view, you know, hopefully we can resell those fillies back in the market in a few years' time as stakes winning fillies, you know, that'll have a premium value.
And it's a big commitment for you guys, isn't it? You put a lot of your own capital into it.
Put a lot of capital.
Reputations on the line and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, you know, we put a lot of money into it in partnership with Ladbrokes. So yeah, we're just, you know, we've had a lot of success buying colts, and if we can have a bit of the same success buying fillies, well, I think we'll hopefully, you know, be able to make a go of it. But, you know, it's a difficult game buying and selling horses. It's not easy. So you've just got to be on you've got to be sharp on your A game and do your best to try and find runners, but try and find value as well. You know, people underestimate the importance of finding value. You know, it's all good and well, like, everyone can pick out the obvious. You know, the money's made in finding value, finding quality and value.
So, mate, Ladbrokes Racing Club been very active. Were you more active yesterday than you thought you would be?
Definitely. I think it's one of those sales you can pre-plan a bit, but as you would have seen yesterday, things change on the go. And, obviously you have to prepare, which we did. But, yeah, some things pop up and... depending on budget as well, you know, it's hard to go in with too much of an outlook on the sale until you really know how the market's reacting.
Yeah. What's the most you paid? You paid $725,000 for a Farnan filly?
We bought a Farnan filly out of Gypsy Robin. It's a half to Pavitra and Wild Ruler, so obviously very well related. By a first season stallion, but look, he was a Golden Slipper winner by not a single doubt. He's been very well supported at stud. I'd say he's going to make it and make it well. I think he'll do well, Farnan. So the first season stallions, I think he's sort of one that Henry's happy to throw some support behind, clearly. It's really exciting. As I said, really well related. We're hoping to race this horse with our partnership with Newgate, but also might be a couple of others that come in the horse as well, obviously, with that spend. It's something that we probably would like to reduce slightly. So.
And any idea who you might send the Farnan filly to in terms of a trainer?
No idea at the moment.
Applications being accepted.
Yeah, exactly. But look, we'll get put into a system with Matt Vella, who does all our breaking in for our Newgate fillies, and then a decision will be made after that.
Second giving chase. Now Happy Clapper and Winx is rounding them up, coming right around the field. Kluger takes an inside run. She's gone for home already, Winx. She beats off Hartnell. Kluger going up the inside. Happy Clapper can't go on. Winx is two lengths clear. Kluger sticks on. Then came Hartnell, but she's well clear, Winx, inside the final 100 metres. Today we farewell an Australian icon, the greatest of all time. Winx wins a third, Queen Elizabeth beats Kluger, Hartnell third, Happy Clapper fourth, then Shillelagh, Mask of Time, further back to He's Eminent, not a factor in the race, from Dan's Dan's Dance, and Harlem finished tailed off.
Well, where's the Queen herself?
She's tired. She's been busy.
Yeah.
We're lucky to have her. It's a... The guys are blown away. We've been looking forward to this now for a long time.
A lot of international interest?
Huge. We've had people from all over the world down to the farm. We've had guys from America, Japan, interest from Europe, domestic interest. Every trainer's talking about her. It's amazing, really. So walk for us, Chloe, please.
Why would someone come from overseas to want to buy her?
What is it about her? Residual value. She's a filly. She's had one of the best mares of a generation worldwide, and it's an opportunity to get into that bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
So she, like, she'd have appeal in every jurisdiction in the world as a broodmare. Mm-hmm. And that's not even, you know, that's down the line. As a race filly, she'll have that as well. But mm-hmm. people are thinking long-term collector's item, and that's basically what
sure.
she is.
Yeah.
Somewhere out there, there'll be a guy that sold his company for a fortune, and he'll be reading about her in Vogue or something like that, and he'll be paying attention. And then I've got all the powerhouses of the game that are interested as well. So that's truly what she is, a collector's item.
Do you think she'll probably go overseas, if you had to guess?
I wouldn't, like it's been huge domestic interest, and I don't think anyone that's based here in Australia wants to see her go.
Yeah.
It'll be strong competition, but I don't think she's definitely gonna go overseas. I think there's a strong chance she'll stay here.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to see her staying here, I think.
Yeah. And do you think she's gonna be up and about for a Golden Slipper or take a bit more time?
I think she will take a little bit more time.
Mm-hmm.
Mum wasn't a Golden Slipper filly. Dad was, but I think she's the type of filly that will only continue to improve in 6 months' time. And I think you'll see her as a two-year-old, but I think you won't see the best of her until she's a little bit old.
And the record's 5 million for a yearling in Australia. Do you think that might get pushed with her?
We'd like to think that she'd be capable of going close to it.
Yeah.
You don't know until they get into the ring. That's the honest reality. She'll definitely raise a few eyebrows anyway, I know that much.
Will you be nervous before she goes into the ring?
There's always a sigh of relief when the thing is over, and there. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't think there'll be any. You won't be nervous. As you can see, she's got a great temperament. She'll take it in her stride. And once she gets to a good home, and she gets there, it's all that matters really.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be nervous. We'll be excited. The lads will be happy. They'll be sad to see her go though. She's a morale booster in the firm. Everyone that has anything to do with her loves her. We're delighted Mum's back there now, and she's safely in foal, and we'll be on to the next one.
Digging, is the Winx part of your wish list as well? Have you had a look at her?
Yeah, we've had a look at her. She's a nice filly, but probably outside our budget.
Yeah, and so the record for a yearling is 5 million with a half-brother to Black Caviar a few years back. Do you think that the Winx filly would be north or south of the 5 million mark?
I'd say probably more.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let's talk about probably the horse that many think will sell for the most, the Winx filly.
Yes.
Have you, obviously you would have looked at it.
Yes.
I'm sure you agree she's a beautiful type,
yep.
like everyone says.
Yep.
Do you think you guys would be active in her as well?
It's not really our play.
Yeah.
She's obviously a collector's item.
Yeah.
She's going to make, you know, real premium price, and she should. She's out of a champion, and she's by a Golden Slipper winner, and she's raised on a really good farm in Coolmore. So, you know, she's going to make a lot of money, but it's probably not sort of our play. We're probably more, she's a real collector's item,
yeah.
probably more so than people like us that are, I suppose buying horses a living, buying and turning them over and trading. We're probably more, have to value them in a more commercial manner.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, for a wealthy person, she'd be a very special filly to own.
And do you think she'll go for more or less than the $5 million record for Black Caviar's little brother?
I think she can make more. I mean, it's anyone's guess, but, you know, she's a very rare article, and she's nice.
Yeah.
You know, she's very much in the mold of her mother. So, you know, I think she's entitled to sell very, very well, and she should have international appeal as well. I mean, I think there's, you know, by the sounds of it, there's been a lot of interest from Japan, America, and other places. So, yeah, it'll be fascinating to see what she makes. She's a very rare offering, and I really hope for the whole ownership group, all of which are, I know them well, and they're good people. I hope she sells incredibly well. She's it's hard to breed one like her, and I hope they do really well.
Are you willing to say how much you think the Winx filly will go for?
Oh, you just don't know, because you're she's such a rarity.
Mm.
She's almost like you're buying a piece of history. It's like buying a piece of art. Like, if you've got two or three who really want it, well, where do you stop?
Yeah.
Because ultimately, she might be the one and only filly to be ever available. Well, if you spent X amount of million and you've been a breeder for 50 years and you go, well, sort of all chips in for this one, or you might be, you know, someone who's just relatively new to the game, thinking, well, this is just going to put my stud on the map. So there's numerous angles to work on.
Yeah.
But look, they're all well aware that she's for sale. So
yeah,
she'll make her money, that's for sure. But the reality is, I don't think you'll probably ever see a horse ever as good as Winx ever again. But hey, if she can be a 33rd as good and win just, a 25th as good and win one of those group ones, and everyone will be laughing. So, look, just buzzed to be a part of it, to be honest. And it'll be interesting to see this place packed out on Monday.
I don't really know what else to say. James. I know.
James just said more money for the Winx filly to buy her back.
Look.
She's got to come
home.
No,
she's got to come home, James.
We're asking the owners if it's okay if Paddy leads this filly in. He worked with Winx, he foaled this filly, and he brings her into the ring.
Here is lot 391, the bay filly, Piero, out of Winx.
It was there the day the filly was born up there at Coolmore. Nice to have Paddy and nice to have the filly with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the filly by Piero from our idol in Winx. She's taken it all in, as rightly she should. As her mother did on so many occasions, 25 Group 1 wins, 37 races. Ladies and gentlemen, we also would like to note the mare was four times the horse of the year. Do I have an opening bidder offer? Is there $3 million a starter? $2 million, thank you. I'm bid $2 million, I'll take 500 on her. I'm bid $2 million, 2.5, 2.5 million, 3 million, 3 million in front. I'm bid $3 million, you're out on the left. At $3 million now, 5 million. Thank you very much. I've got 5 million. 5.5 million. 6 million. I got 6 million with Liam. At $6 million. At $6 million. The daughter of our legendary Winx. At 6 million. At 6 million. 7.5 million I have. 7.5 million. At 7.5 million. 8 million. 8 million here. I'm at 8 million. 8 million. I've got it down low at $8 million. $8 million. $8 million. What do you say, Harry? $9 million. $9 million. $9 million. $10 million. $10 million here. I'm at $10 million. I've got it with Liam Griffiths at $10 million. At $10 million. I'm at $10 million. I'll give your client a chance, Harry, at $10 million. It's worth a bit of consideration. At $10 million. At $10 million. These opportunities do not come along very often. Once in a lifetime at $10 million. At $10 million. I'll give you $500 to spend. How's that, Harry? At $10 million. At $10 million. At $10 million. At $10 million. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the hammer comes up at $10 million for the daughter of Winx. Is there any more, any further bid? Please, a requirement. Just hold the applause. They're young, unbroken horses. $10 million. But I'm going to sell them, make no mistake. At $10 million, take $500 more. At $10 million. Last chance, done. Godspeed, hold your applause, please. Hold your applause. We will follow her with great interest. Godspeed, young lady. She'll make her own story. Thank you, Paddy. We'll get... Whoppet Bloodstock, thank you very much, Buys, for $10 million. The filly stays in Australia. Thank you very much for the competition. Great to have you all here.
I think we have a little bit of an idea of the pressure that Chris was under with Winx. But fair play to Paddy Sheehan. He led her through, all the staff on the farm, and they've done a great job. And it's coming out in the Netflix series, what we went through with this mare. And like, she is lucky to be alive and probably to have a foal on the ground. You know, it was 100-1 and we're here today, and I couldn't be any more delighted that Debbie has bought this filly, and the whole family, you know, they're such terrific clients at the farm. You know, they're just lovely people, they're great friends, and yeah, to me this is like winning a Group One. I can't explain Paddy Sheehan. He'd be in tears now. Like when Winks lost the foal, like the mare nearly died.
Yeah.
And Paddy was there every night with that mare in the hospital. So it was really fitting that Paddy led that horse through today. And I'm delighted that the partners agreed to that. They were delighted that he did. And listen, it's a great credit to everybody at the farm.
We're very proud of her, and we would proudly allow her to go to someone else for them to have that wonderful journey we've had. And it just came a real realization that no, I we couldn't just be a part of it. Mm. We had to be with her. We had to make sure we looked after her.
Who was the one that started that conversation?
Oh, me.
Was it you?
Oh, God, yes.
Came down from breakfast one morning. I've got an idea, guys.
No. At one of our weekly meetings, our staff meetings on a Wednesday morning, they all arrived and I said, well, we're buying her.
And what did they say?
Go for it, Mum.
Good.
600 metres to go in the Cox Plate. Rostropovich just in front of D'Argento Ben Battle. Now Bowman gets moving on Winks. She's only a length and a half to 2 lengths off the lead, followed by Savvy Cope. Rostropovich just in front of D'Argento, but here she comes, and the valley roars. Winks on the outside moves up, takes the lead from Ben Battle, then Rostropovich and D'Argento into the straight at the 200 metres. It's Winks in front by a length. Ben Battle's going with her. Winks three quarters, Ben Battle. Winks is staving off Ben Battle. Cometh the hour, cometh the legend. Greatness, Winks has done it. It's Equo Utopia. 2 lengths to Ben Battle, Humidor, then a gap to Avilius. Behind those horses then, Rostropovich.